Good morning. It's Friday, May the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin this day in the presence of Jesus. He's at the right hand of God, and He's set apart as Lord in our hearts. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, that prayer of consecration, that's just an adaptation of several scriptures every day. Of course, that first wake up sleeper, that's Ephesians 5:14. I lift up my heart and I set my mind. That's Colossians 3, 1 and 2 and 3, right? Therefore, since you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is. Set your minds on things above. There it is. And then I fix my eyes. That's Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, right? Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's cast off every encumbrance, the sin that so easily tangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Here we go. Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. There it is. And then, of course, I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. That's Romans 12. Verse 1, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies, plural, as a living sacrifice, singular. And that's why we end up by saying, Jesus, we belong to you. We start with Jesus, I belong to you. But, you know, one Christian's no Christian. We are the body of Christ. We start with I, but we go quickly to we. And then, of course, we're praying ourselves inside of the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit just wrapped around us, indwelling us and surrounding us. That's consecration. That's what that prayer is all about. Thanks for that sidebar. Now, today's entry. When it's time to sing Happy Trails and Part Ways. Acts chapter 15. Verses 36 to 41. Hear now the word of the Lord. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the believers in all the towns where we preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them, but Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the believers to the grace of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Three simple observations from today's text. Number one, the best predictor of future performance is past performance. You know the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Paul was not willing to take the chance on John Mark. He didn't think it wise. We're talking about the apostolic big leagues here, not whether John Mark is going to show up for ushering duty on Sunday. Number two, sincere followers of Jesus can have sharp disagreements. One does not have to be right and the other wrong. It is not the end of the world, and it is certainly not the end of the church. Paul was well within his apostolic authority to make this call. The ever-encouraging Barnabas was also within his appropriate authority to want to give John Mark another shot. And number three, followers of Jesus who sincerely disagree can actually part ways. Sometimes it just can't be worked out. We can agree to disagree, go our separate ways, and still actually love each other. It happens all the time. It's refreshing to see people within a community who can't come to agreement decide to call it what it is and part ways. The counterfeit unity that comes from the toxic mixture of mushy sentimentality and passive-aggressive behavior hurts the witness of the church far more than honest division. It's one of the things I appreciate about the Baptists. When their churches can't come to agreement, they find a way to declare a new church plant. Wink, wink. One group goes to Cyprus and the other heads for Syria. The people grieve, the community heals, and the gospel wins. Am I missing something here? The prayer. Let's sing it again today. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. The journal prompts. Have you ever witnessed a parting of ways like the one described in today's text? Did they do it well? Did things turn out okay? Are you finding places in your relational life and community in need of necessary endings? What is keeping it from happening? For our hymn today, we're going to sing number 156, Take the Name of Jesus With You. That seems like a good one in light of this parting ways. It's, you know, I kind of jokingly said singing Happy Trails, which is a good song too. But Take the Name of Jesus With You seems better. Number 156, 156. You may know this hymn as Precious Name. We'll sing all four verses. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go. Precious Name. Oh, how sweet, hope of joy and earth and heaven, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy. When his loving arms receive us, and his songs our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet, King of kings in heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Amen. That's a good one. I haven't sang that song in quite some time, so it's good to get it back out. You know, as I was going through today's wake-up call, I just couldn't help but think about all that's happened in the Methodist church world. A number of you are probably part of that. Certainly, I've been a part of it. And, you know, we've kind of gone through and are going through a parting of ways. We've gone through sharp disagreement over some things. And there's a lot of hard feelings probably running both ways. And that's understandable. We don't need to, you know, deny that and sweep those under the rug. But we need to find it in our hearts to bless one another and to release one another from our debts and claims and grievances. And we, you know, that may take some time. That's a cross, but it's time to move on. It's time to part ways. We have parted ways, but it's time to move on, and it's time to let go, and it's time to hope the best and want the best for one another, even though we have sharp disagreements. It's time to stop retaliating. You know, forgiveness, if it means anything, doesn't mean having warm and fuzzy feelings about the person that you need to forgive. Doesn't necessarily mean reconciling, but you know what it means at the baseline? It means I'm not going to fight back anymore. I'm not going to retaliate. I will willfully decide to not retaliate, which means I'm not going to hit you back. I'm not going to talk about you. I'm not going to gossip about you. I'm not going to hold bitterness in my heart against you. That's what we got to do, folks, because you know what unforgiveness is. It's taking a big, tall drink of poison and expecting it to kill the other person. It only kills you. So let's give one another peace. Let's take the name of Jesus with us, and let's go our separate ways, and let's do our separate best as we sense the Lord leading us. And I know it takes time. Let's make it real. Let's don't paper it over. And for those of you who know what I'm talking about, you know, for those you don't, well, you got other situations where you're needing to do this. And some folks are like, you know, it's just whatever the situation might be, things come to an end. And there has to be necessary endings. That's a good book. Necessary endings. There has to be necessary endings for there to be new beginnings. And those need not be acrimonious, vitriolic. But they can be just mature. And they don't have to be happy. But they can be full of wanting the best for other people. That's how we want to be. Well, that's probably enough on that. And, you know, Seedbed, we really do. We just don't have a dog in that hunt. We see ourselves as trying to help whoever wants to sow for a great awakening. We're like, okay, that you're our people. We don't care if you're Baptist or Methodist or Global Methodist or United Methodist or Free Methodist or Pentecostal or Anglican or Catholic. If your heart is as our heart, give us your hand. We got too much going on out in the world today to be fighting internal battles all the time. We got to get down on the essentials, and we got to get our seed, and we got to sow and sow and sow. Every day we're not sowing. Every day we're just got all sorts of internal wrangling. That's a day we're not sowing. That's a day something in the future is not growing. So I'm not saying we don't need to have hard conversations and that all that doesn't matter, but I'm saying something matters more, and it's getting seed in the ground, the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? Getting seed on the field, okay? Get your seed. I got mine. I'll see you on that field today. Today, we say, I sow for a great awakening. And for the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.